What's happening? Me, BV the Boxing Voice, and really quick, catch me if you can, story of Floyd Mayweather being sought out after Las Vegas cops. They got him, and they released him on a $3,000 bail. So it only makes sense for me to play this music in the background. Of course, you may know it from the movie Catch Me If You Can, but they let him out. Here's the deal. Floyd Mayweather went to his ex's house, Josie Harris in Las Vegas, who he has children with. And I don't know, maybe Floyd found out the word that she was dating CJ Watson, who's from Las Vegas, who plays for the Chicago Bulls. Floyd apparently saw a text or something like that from CJ Watson, and asked her, "Are you seeing CJ? You seeing CJ? Oh, no. You seeing CJ?" So Floyd went slam off and, you know, he asked her, are you having sex with him? I mean, come on, dude. I mean, she was your woman. She got to be banging somebody. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100, cuz. Of course she's banging CJ Watson, who's 6'2". Good-looking guy who makes millions just like you do, Floyd. And he plays for the NBA. Oh, that messes up Floyd's head really bad because his woman doesn't need his money anymore. So Floyd commences to whooping her ass while she's down. He's kicking her. He's beating her. He's letting her have it. All the while his 10-year-old son is watching daddy beat mommy. What kind of bitch assness is that, Floyd? So Floyd runs away and he takes her iPhone. She calls the police. Now, this happened before. They were in some type of beef some years ago. And she claims that she said it because she was in a jealous rage years ago. But this time around, it turns out to be pretty much true because the son kind of agrees. What son would say that his dad was beating his mom if he really didn't mean it? And from the Countdown 24/7 videos, it seems as if Floyd really takes care of his children, but we don't know. But the kid said daddy was beating on mommy. So it gets really greasy. And Floyd, I call it karma. What goes around comes around. You talk about people bad. You talked about Manny Pacquiao and he being Filipino and talked about eating Chinese rice and he's not Chinese. And that's just a racist undertone, Floyd. You should know better than that. You know, I've always said about Floyd, I'm going to stick by this 100%. The kid's got money, but he has no damn brains. He's not intellectual at all. He has no intelligence at all. Because he makes money, he believes that he's smart. And in the world we live in, Floyd seems to believe that all you need is money and you're fine. Wrong. This kid, CJ Watson, Floyd, he graduated college and he's got a degree. And he's a psychology major. He was a psychology major. What? See, a woman likes an educated guy, Floyd. You ain't got that, brother. You still got the street sense. You got to get your head out of the streets. Now what you got to do is go back to the ring and give the people what they want. A fight with you and Manny Pacquiao. Yes, you and Manny Pacquiao in the ring. And Manny Pacquiao this time commences to whipping your ass. We'll see what happens with Floyd Mayweather. And, man, this could be really, really good if Floyd can make it to a fight, if he doesn't have to go to jail. We'll see. We don't know. Well, that's all I have to say for now. I'm The Boxing Voice. The website is theboxingvoice.com, or you can simply catch me on, yes, YouTube. Look me up as Boxing Voice. No "the" in front of it, just Boxing Voice. And that's all I've got to say. Peace.